Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2. Today I'm recording, I guess, the first of my series on opportunities in agriculture coming up in Carroll County. And I wanted to start this year off with, I guess, a little different note. I ran into a former student this past week, and she has just finished her, I think she's had 1/8 of her veterinary program at vet school. And she's a student that would not be traditional agriculture student at all, but really found an interest in the technologies and the opportunities in agriculture. And after she finished college, accepted in veterinary school and working her way to her doctorate. So I commend her for what she's doing. You know, opportunities in agriculture abound for young people. Successful farmers understand how and why crop rotations promote healthy and productive soils. In general, a polyculture system is more sustainable than a monoculture system. The same concepts apply to the agriculture industry in general. Cultivating a diverse workforce is good for the industry, bringing fresh perspectives and innovative ideas that enrich and provide the work we do. While the future looks bright for those choosing agriculture-related career tracks, today some macro employment trends in agriculture are alarming. Farming and agribusiness have traditionally been male-dominated industries. In 2013, the USDA study showed female farm operators on the rise, but a closer look at the data showed some more troubling trends. Women farmers are experiencing the same issues that are impacting the larger agriculture workforce, but the gap is growing even wider as the average age for female farmers is rising even faster than their male counterparts, showing that young women aren't choosing careers in agriculture. And most women who own farms aren't making a living from it or pursuing other careers to support their farms. The agriculture industry would be well served by encouraging more women and younger people to join the agriculture workforce, especially attracting greater numbers of the young people. But how do we get there? We start by raising awareness of the broad and diverse range of careers available in the field of agriculture, changing perceptions of the industry with younger generations preparing to enter the workforce. What's the root of the problem? It's basically perceptions of agriculture. Careers are a problem. Most people assume that agriculture is managing farms and ranches, usually comes first to mind, and they had the perception of the turn of the century farm, and I'm turn of the last century, not particularly this century. The agriculture industry as a whole will be served by raising awareness among women and all young people about the diversity of career paths rooted in agriculture, including the production of food and feed, but it's also pertaining to forest, fisheries, fiber, medicine, ecosystem services, wildlife habitat, even fuels and energy. Whether they think about it consciously or unconsciously, young people tend to evaluate career options by looking beyond income earning potential, but also consider stability and opportunities for career growth. Production agriculture is inherently risky, and with major forces like weather and pricing making it challenging for young people and especially women to choose that path. But production is far from the only agriculture career path. It is time to raise awareness to young people about the diversity of jobs available in the agriculture industry. It's a broad field with growing demand for the future and plenty of upward growth opportunities for all young people that are able to visualize the possibilities. The best advice for young people, especially women getting into agriculture, I would give to anyone is find a career path that connects you with, that you are passionate about, and link it to a field you find fascinating. Production agriculture is only one small path that you can choose, but there are many others. If a young person is passionate about an ag career, there are generational farmers or new to the industry that can find synergy between agriculture and almost any academic discipline. The opportunities are vast, ranging from veterinary science, data analysis, engineering to nutrition. As agriculture becomes more technologically advanced, emerging technologies like remote sensing, artificial intelligence, Predictive analytics are finding new applications in agriculture. Even product development, marketing, accounting, and sales have applications in the agricultural industry. All of these disciplines provide inroads to the agriculture industry, allowing young people to choose a stable, secure career path that plays to the unique talents while following their passions. There are plenty of agricultural education opportunities available, but if young people aren't aware and engaged, they may pass these opportunities. It's time to broaden the agriculture career message to reach a more diverse pool and talent of interest. Their contributions to the agriculture industry can drive change for the better, making industry more efficient, productive, and sustainable. In Carroll County, I've presently working with Extension and with the school system to work develop some of these programs. For a young person who wants to get into the ag industry, some of the opportunities are there. And one of the big challenges is maybe small farms. In early 20th century, agriculture is very labor intensive. But today, there's opportunity on 10 acres and less for a lot of sustainability in specialized production. These opportunities are out there, but most people need some help getting there. The Rural Maryland Coalition or Council has a book they put out to help people with financial resources, tax credits that can be used, technical assistance, and county resources in here in Carroll County are also abundant. We first of all have economic development. We have the Carroll County Extension Service with a person specialized in helping people develop those smaller farms and getting off to a start. And we also have the Department of Agriculture in the state of Maryland to help these things happen. So there's a lot of opportunities. If you have trouble finding those, call me at the commissioner's office. I'd be glad to help a person get established or put them in the right direction to get started in the agricultural industry. In Carroll County, it's a broad industry. There's large farms, there's small farms, and everything in between. We want to keep this diverse, open production going. We want to keep Carroll County semi-rural, and we don't want to see Baltimore City-type environment with row houses everywhere in the county. We like to see the open areas. Part of this is the Farmland Preservation Program, which I'm proud to say we are hitting around 75,000 acres. I know they're planning a celebration for this very shortly, coming up this year. It will be three quarters of the way to our 100,000 acre goal. And that is the only goal that's been with every Board of Commissioners since 1980 that has stayed in place and is working. So I wanted just to throw the message out there today that agriculture has a great opportunity for our young people. Our high school, junior high, even elementary students can have a bright future in that field. It may not be in the field of, no pun intended, may be in the field of production, but it may be in a support field. There's about 18 jobs available for every person working in production that supports that. Even GPS monitoring, all the programs out there, there's a wealth of opportunity. So if you're a young student, young person, want to get involved, if you have trouble, call your extension service, call economic development, or call me and we'll try to help you get on the right track. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2 wishing you a great New Year's and have a healthy and sustainable 2020.